Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Ryan Slay as my special expert guest. Ryan Slay is a CSNA graduate and aspiring personal trainer from Ottawa, Ontario. Ryan owns and operates Slay Fitness, a personal training business that specializes in using resistance training, natural health products, and dietary programs to increase quality of life, encourage optimal body composition, and achieve higher levels of physical performance. Ryan has competed in natural bodybuilding and sport all of his life and has a unique portfolio of skills and experience, which make him a successful and highly sought-after trainer in the Ottawa area. Ryan has also been involved in the retail health industry for over 5 years and is a firm believer and living example of practicing a lifestyle which includes daily exercise, a diet built upon nourishing whole foods, and the scientific use of natural health products. Ryan's primary drive in life is to become better each day and help others do the same along the way. Good morning, Ryan, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Thank you, Corey. It's really a pleasure to be here.
It's our pleasure to have you, Ryan, because you are the real deal. You're a living example of what I think a man can achieve when he sees himself with clarity and takes action and starts doing a lot of the good things. Now, when I was putting the questions together for our outline, I was brought back to our first conversation that you and I had. I think it was back in 2007, and I think that you called CHI and made an appointment to have a consultation with me. Now, what motivated you to consult with me, and how has your life changed since that telephone call?
That's actually a really loaded question, Corey. To start off, I was really looking for answers. And up until that point, I was really struggling with my health. And I was on really a relentless quest to really feel my absolute best. And I got a really good taste of that feeling really early on because I was really involved in sport and weight training in my teens. And I knew what it felt like to be highly energetic. I knew what it felt like to feel really alive. You know, you have that competitive spirit that is running through you when you're involved in sport and training for it. And your energy levels are just so high sometimes from just the training alone. But stresses of life, I would say I was brought up on a, I wouldn't say optimal diet. And even the physical stress of competitive training really kind of caught up to me very quickly. And before I even turned 20 years of age, I watched my own energy, my own chi fade right before me. And I tell you, that alone was an extremely humbling experience for me. And I had a bad experience with my family physician trying to figure all this out. You know, that was the first person I thought I could go to. And they insisted that my issue was purely psychological and that I should be taking antidepressants. And I kind of thought, who is this person? They're not me. They don't know how I feel. I know that something is wrong here. And that was enough for me to know that my doctor definitely could not be trusted at the time. And I knew it was through nature I would solve my problems, and nature alone, that I would be able to heal myself. So, of course, this led to me experimenting with all sorts of diets, supplements, lifestyle changes, you name it. You can name a supplement, I've probably taken it. You can name a diet, I've probably tried it. And trust me, they didn't all really work. And overall, with very little guidance on that part, on diet, supplementation, lifestyle, I just really kept on feeling worse. So I eventually stumbled upon your website during a period in my life that I was able to, luckily, purely and solely try to heal myself. It was really my prime directive. I'd wake up in the morning and my entire sole purpose for that day would be, okay, what can I research now? What can I do now? What can I try now to fix myself? And on your website, I just got engrossed with the articles that you had posted there. And I browsed every single page on your webpage, and I just took it all in, man. And I thought to myself, this is it. Like, I really found it. You know, this is the information. Like, this is where I need to go. I need to get in contact with this person. And I remember I ordered the Athlete's Cookbook, which you composed with Tracy. And I tell you, that was a huge moment for me. I remember like waiting for that thing to show up, and like a kid on a Christmas day when I finally got it. And I opened it up, and I truly had one of my first, you know, aha moments with nutrition. It all started to become really clear to me. Everything started to become tied together, all in this, you know, flipping through the pages and just looking at these recipes, these amazing recipes of whole food. And I was like, oh, this is how you eat. This is how you prepare food. What if I've been doing it all wrong? Bison meatloaf? Are you crazy? That's amazing. So I went out and bought some bison, you know, and that book alone really changed my life, Corey. So it was only natural for me to get in touch with you. And I'll never forget that first conversation that we had and the feeling of empowerment that really just went right through me, you know, the moment we got on that phone. And I took your advice. I got a hair mineral analysis. It revealed heavy metals, multiple mineral deficiencies, and it was pretty simple to me, man. I knew what had to be done, so I started taking action right away. And sure enough, with the proper diet, and now knowing where to orientate my supplement program, I was able to heal myself. And I never looked back from that, Corey. And that experience really changed me as a person. Today, I'm the strongest I've ever been. I'm the fittest I've ever been. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm the most productive I've ever been. And I really, truly knew that I was meant to be in this industry, the health industry, one way or another. Whatever it was going to be, I was meant and destined to be here.
Well, you know, that encapsulation is so powerful, Ryan. I mean, that's why I wanted you to be my guest to begin this new year, this new age that's presenting itself. You know, my connection with you was as real as it was for you. We had a soul connection. We're like brothers. When you exchange in truth, there's this amazing freedom that flows. It really is like chi flowing from one to the other. And it's electrifying, it's shocking, it changes you. And this is what I seek myself, because I'm like yourself, wanting to learn, wanting to grow, wanting to derive value. And part of the process of deriving value that we can experience is to find connection with people like yourself. Now, you're a personal trainer. You know, you've taken yourself up to a really incredible level from when I first met you, because I know that you were in a situation where you weren't very happy with your vocation, your employment activities. You've moved away from that. You're now living the dream, so-called. You're working in a health food store. You're training. So let's talk about that, your actual training, because, you know, there's a lot of trainers out there trying a lot of different ways to get people in shape. And I want to know about your method. What makes it unique and why somebody should come to Ryan Slay to get fit or to get well?
Absolutely, Corey. So Slay Fitness is operated out of Ottawa, Ontario, here in Canada. I'm the sole operator and owner of this business, and I specialize in one-on-one personal training. I don't really like to work with multiple people at this time. I find that with my skills and experience and my abilities, working directly one-on-one with people and their lives, I can really make the most difference and really make the most of the time that I get to spend with everybody who enlist in my services. So what really sets my service apart is the integration of nutrition and the use of natural health products and supplements into my clients' regimens. It's not just about the training. Training is only one facet. I have seen clients make really good progress on exercise alone, and I've seen clients make really good progress on just nutrition alone. That's fantastic, but when you take the two and you combine them together, and this is what I experienced. This is exactly what I experienced when I was trying to piece myself together. I was so fit as a teen, and I had the exercise component down, but I didn't have the nutrition component down. And then, finally, I saw the light. I got the information I needed on how to eat properly, and voila, that's really when the magic happens. So the training makes the body more open. It makes it more receptive to the nutrition. And it wants those vitamins, it wants the minerals, it wants the omega-3s, and it craves it literally cellularly. So if you're not giving it what it wants, you are certainly not going to be getting the optimal response to the training process. So what I like to do is really assess each client individually when I begin working with them. And it's very clear working with all sorts of different people, from teenagers to people in their late 30s to clients who are now 50 and in their 70s even, that everybody has a very unique need. And the training process needs to be adapted to meet those clients' needs and also their goals. You know, a client in their 70s may be experiencing a lack of flexibility. As you get older, that is one of the primary things that tend to go along with strength. And orientating the training process around bringing up their flexibility and their weak points is definitely where I like to start. But the nutrition and the supplementation is another facet. And I like to take it one step at a time with people. And I find this is the best approach. As a young child, and even in my teenage years, learning about exercise and nutrition, I tried to change my parents. I tried to change my siblings. You know, you got to do all this. You got to do all that. You got to exercise. And it never really worked. But I found an approach that really worked was establishing just very simple habits and setting goals. So, for example, I'll start with a client and I'll give them the homework to achieve a specific water intake per day. And that's it. That's all you need to do. It doesn't need to be all out. And once they're able to make that change, we move on to the next step. So, for example, let's start taking a multivitamin and so on. It's easy. There's no excuse. You can do that. It's not hard to do these things. And sooner or later, my clients are able to take on two changes in that month or three. And on average, any client that I'll work with will eventually start making changes, 4 to 6 on average in a month. And wow, you got a huge change to their lifestyle. And it just starts from that and builds from there.
When you studied the personal training, is there a certification body or a program that you did where you are in Ottawa?
Yeah, absolutely. I was certified through the CanFit Pro organization.
Now, when you went through that, did you learn that you need insurance? And do you have any? And if not, why? And did you also, or were you led to believe that you weren't permitted to talk about food and nutrition to people on the floor as a trainer? Did you also get that from them?
Absolutely. And that was definitely something that was communicated very early on in the process of becoming a personal trainer. And I felt very pressured to do all these things. And today, I still have yet to actually get any insurance.
Now, why don't you have insurance? If they think it's so important, because, you know, I've really had a close look at, like, ACE and IDEA and CanFit and InfoFit. There's a number of these governing bodies, and all the countries in the whole world have them. What is it? Because I don't think that that's essential, and it's part of the, I don't know, it's a form of deception, I think. Why aren't you concerned as a trainer when you're training someone in the gym about liability? Tell us how you feel about that.
Well, I'll be very blunt. Right from the get-go, I assumed all responsibility for training my clients and making the changes that would have to be made to their lifestyle. And I never felt once that I had to get it. I never felt that I needed to do this to start making changes in people's lives. And I just kind of really forgot about it. And I've made such great improvements to all of these clients that I work with now. I've never had any problems, and I don't believe I will in the future either. I like to take my training process in a safe, progressive manner. And I know that there's science to back up the choices and changes that my clients will be making to their lifestyle. I've never had a problem since, and I don't anticipate to have another in the future.
I agree with you 100%. I also have found, like, when I bring a so-called client into the gym, my technique is I'm the mentor, they're the apprentice. I'm not a personal trainer, and they're not my client. Legally speaking, we are partners going into the gym, and we're trained together. You know my technique. I actually train with my apprentice that comes to me and wants to go through my mentorship program. Now, Tracy and I have owned a gym, and so when we sign that waiver, when that person that I'm going to train with, not train, but train with as a full-fledged partner, he or she signs the waiver in the gym, and then their insurance covers any liability or risk. Because let's imagine that two people came into the gym, two buddies, and they wanted to work out together. Where's the issue of insurance required between each of them, you see?
Absolutely.
So I really think it's a perception, and also, like you said, about using science and being somewhat cautious, but also connecting with the person. And who wants to be with an individual who possibly might attack you if anything goes wrong? Are they responsible? Are they accountable? These are kinds of issues I'm sure you determine. Now, what about in the health food store? What is that experience like today, 2013, in the retail environment, working with people coming in off the street?
Well, really, it's actually pretty crazy, and it's really fun. It's where I started working in the health industry to begin with, before I started my training business. It's really different. When I'm training, I may work up with 8 clients in a day, but in the health food store, it's like I'm consulting with 100 clients in a day. So as you can imagine, there's 100 people that I might see in a day who are going to ask me about these natural health products, of which there is so much information and unfortunately misinformation. So it's really something else, and it really puts you on the ball because you got to be able to really pull out that information that you know and the experiences that you've had with certain products and recommendations from customers. And you got to really be on the ball. You start dealing with customers who have gastrointestinal issues. The next thing you know, you have a gentleman that comes in with sex drive issues. And even in today, I would say people are armed with information more so than any other year that I've been in the industry. We have Dr. Oz, and the whole lifestyle movement has really picked up, and everybody's starting to really open their eyes to it. So the average customer will come in relatively educated, at least where I am. Educated might not be the right word, but they'll definitely have information, as opposed to, I remember when I first started, there was many, many, many customers coming in with little to no understanding of what they were getting into. You could literally tell them that this and that and this would be great for them, but now there's a lot more caution, and you really got to be able to know your stuff, and you really got to be able to believe in the products too, and you got to look the part. Man, I can't even tell you how many health food stores that I've been into, and I'm sure you have, and personal trainers to boot that do not look the part, and I tell you, I don't want to take advice from anybody who does not look fit, who does not look healthy, and who does not look like they are just brimming with vitality. And I like to bring that every single day, and I've really established myself and our store in the community, and we're really well known to be a very knowledgeable staff, and a lot of people come to us, you know, they'll start off the conversation by saying, well, my doctor told me this, but what do you think? And I think that's amazing. I think that's great, and it always puts a smile on my face.
So on the floor, you're meeting all these people, and I've been there. It's like working in the trenches. It's like you're a soldier, and it's fantastic. And what are some of your favorite supplements, the ones that you know you can count on that are reliable for more people than maybe some of the other more obscure choices that sometimes you use because of a special condition? But what are some of the basic staple items that you really like to rely on?
Oh, that's an excellent question, and I will be very happy to answer that question. There's a lot to choose from, but the staples seem to always remain the same. I think one of the most powerful supplements anybody can take is some sort of omega-3 supplement, like a fish oil of a very high quality. Your body is asking for those omega-3s every single day, and it doesn't matter who you are, you will benefit from some sort of supplementation with omega-3 fatty acids. Next to that, a multivitamin, but it's got to be a good one. There's a lot of different multivitamins on the market, and you'll find that if you pick up the bottle and you actually take a minute to look at the ingredients, if you're familiar with some of the actual compounds, a lot of the companies will actually put poor forms of minerals or not quite as biologically active forms of the vitamins in the multivitamin, and it's not going to be nearly as effective. So a very well-balanced multivitamin that has a really good vitamin and mineral profile, and I mean like a complete mineral profile. It shouldn't be missing a thing, and the levels should definitely be balanced. Whey protein, or just a protein supplement alone, every single one of my clients that I work with when I'm personal training are definitely not meeting their protein requirements. And they present with sugar cravings, low energy, skin problems, not being able to adapt to stress properly. And it's amazing what getting a good protein supplement, fish oil, multivitamin into their body will do for their energy and well-being. And, you know, that's it. That's all you got to do. That's enough to create such a powerful change in somebody. You throw in the exercise, and like I said, it's magic.
What's going on with the omega-3 wars now? I mean, isn't there issues about distillation and quality control and people denigrating products, you know, competitors, and them saying that it's not reliable, there's not enough in it, or it's peroxidized? Is there a lot of that going on, too, in the industry?
Yeah, from multiple sources, you definitely hear from different companies that their product is better, their product is more pure, their product has less heavy metals, and it's pharmaceutical grade. There is definitely a lot of that going on, and it's not only for fish oil. You hear that from every single company with regards into almost every single product.
How do you determine which product to go with? Do you read the science? Do you combine that with the individual, like the sales reps? Do you sort of try and get a feel from where they're coming from or the company they represent?
Absolutely. I pretty much take what they say just at face value, and then I'll go and do the deeper digging. I'll get reviews on the product. I'd like to see laboratory essays. I want to know not just that the bottle says that this fish oil is fantastic. I want to actually see with my own eyes, I want to see proof that it is exactly what it says it is and that that product is exceptional.
You know, originally when I formulated my first sports line, I realized that the retailers, due to a lack of education, because there's no mandatory standard, as you well know, Ryan, in the industry, they didn't know what an amino acid was. They were confused. They didn't know about sweeteners, ACE-K, or the various additives that are in components of the products and how they work. And their knowledge of sports nutrition was probably the weakest in any category. Now, how has the CSNA helped you in regards to your retail health experience?
CSNA was definitely one of the most comprehensive programs and educational programs that I was able to get involved with, complete, and really, truly enjoy. It's amazing, really, how comprehensive the program is. It's not just about supplementation. It's not just about nutrition. It's also about training. It's also about philosophy. It's so much more, and it really expanded my horizons to all the different natural health products that are really available to you. I was able to really make myself knowledgeable about things that I had never really used before or had just seen on the shelf and knew anything about. And then here we go. I was definitely getting excellent information about these supplements from a very credible source. And it really helped just my overall knowledge and confidence being in the retail environment, adding to my knowledge and also adding into my experience, because I wanted to start taking these things, you know, like bee pollen. This stuff's good for energy. Yeah, let's put it in my smoothie. So it definitely excited me too and allowed me to continue to evolve my horizons.
That's great. What a wonderful testimony. Now, you're in your mid-20s, and your peers, your friends, your own age in that category of age today, I'm sure that you see your different friends and family members living a lifestyle that maybe doesn't lead to optimum health and wellness, and maybe see them suffering, etc. So what do you say to that young buck today in your own age group? What do they have to make as a priority in their life? You see them going after the dollar, or they're chasing women, or doing the nightclubs, or whatever it is they're doing. What is it that they've got to understand in order to find what it is they're looking for?
I got three words. Get over yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you, buddy. It's time to start really learning how to take care of yourself and start doing it today. And I mean, don't start by doing your laundry. You should be doing those things already. I mean, really, learn to cook, okay? Learn to feed your body. Learn how to provide your body with exercise. learn to take responsibility for all the circumstances you have in your life. Learn to set goals, and then don't be afraid to achieve them. We are the only creatures on this planet with pure free will. And to have that ability to truly create our own reality, you can't give that up, Corey. It all really starts with taking care of yourself. Not anybody else, not your family, just you. Start with you. Start with you so you can be the best for everybody else in your life. Because if you're degenerating, if you're falling apart, if you're making those stupid decisions in your life that create mental barriers or create a poor lifestyle, it's your fault. And get over it. Start making positive changes and start doing it now. And as Earl Nightingale would say, Corey, he's been such a big influence in my life. You take it day by day. You take it day by day, and you make those changes on a day-to-day basis. And sooner or later, all of those series of successful days equate into a successful lifetime. And that has always stuck with me, and it's something I love to tell anybody and everybody that I can.
Wow, that's powerful, man. Earl Nightingale, we become what we think about, huh?
Absolutely.
Now, what are some of your lifetime goals from this point in your life? Do you think about that? Do you project yourself into the future? What are some of the things that you want to achieve in this life that we call life?
That is a really big question. Right off the top of my head, I know I want to start a family. That's one thing I know for sure. I've known it since I was a teenager. I'm the first of four children, and I've always played a really huge role in their lives. And I mean, the youngest one is 15 now. I'm turning 27 in February, so that's quite a big age gap. So I really felt like I've almost kind of been like a second father to my siblings. And I really have a true affinity for children and the idea that I can really help share the things that I've learned in my life, the things that I've experienced in my life, to maybe help a life that's not so far off of my own become what it is, that it's something that I really, really hold close to myself. Travel. I really want to see more of the world. I really haven't seen a lot, so it's pretty amazing when I start to think about it, just how much miracles are going around just naturally. The mountains, the sky, the water, it all really reverberates something very primal within me. I'm always plugged into the city on a day-to-day basis. I don't very often get away to those natural miracles, so that drives me. And it's amazing to really think about just how beautiful a sunset can be, how much that can change your whole life. I saw a double rainbow last summer, and that blew my mind. I couldn't stop thinking about it for days. I was like, wow, this is possible? That's something that really, really gave me that deep feeling of travel and freedom. I know everybody says they want to be free, but I think I have a good idea of really what I want. And that's really to be able to wake up in the morning and say to myself, hey, what do I want to do today? You know, what do I want to do today? And be able to do that, not to feel like I'm actually chained to a certain way of life or a certain pattern of living. Like, I have to live this way. I don't like that feeling. It doesn't sit well with me. And I want to be able to become more than I am now so I can give myself that freedom and give myself that opportunity to really live the way that I want to, just from morning until night, you know, and even when I'm sleeping. Why not?
Amen, brother. Roger. That was awesome. Now, tell us about your website. If I go there, what's the address and what am I going to find, Ryan?
Okay, so the address is www.sleighfitness.com. So that's sleighfitness.com. And you'll be able to find a lot more information about me, about the services that I offer, the different kinds of services that I offer, and also you'll be able to look through some of the testimonials and pictures that I've gathered of my clients during my experience training them.
How important is a website today for the modern woman, the modern man, personal trainer? How important is that website?
Oh, you know, it's huge. It really is. Everybody's connected. It's definitely a very important piece of any business that's trying to become bigger and better than it is. I've had a lot of success without having much of a web presence, but I've really started to come to a point now where I want it to grow even beyond what I've managed to create at this point into something even better. So the website is absolutely imperative. If you don't have one, you don't look credible right off the bat.
Well, Ryan, our time is gone. Can you believe it?
No.
30 minutes evaporated. Now, that's what you call evaporation based on the induction of heat.
Oh, absolutely. There is some serious energy flowing through me right now.
You've done well. You've done wonderful. It was an exceptional exchange of information. It's real, it's genuine, and it's authentic, and you can't do better than that. Ryan, I so appreciate what you're doing, the contributions that you're making, the work that you're doing. You're living free. You're doing the dance of health, which is the true wealth. You really get it, and that adds to my own personal happiness to know that there's people like you that I've been able to touch, and vice versa. And so this is the whole thing about creating this family of peace, harmony, you know, do no harm, all that stuff, sharing the knowledge. What is really important to you these days? Let's finish off here with a really solid final parting comment from Ryan Slay.
I got a little something prepared for this. This final parting comment comes from a major influence in my life as recently. His name is Napoleon Hill. He does not need much of an introduction. This is what he has to say, and this quote really is stuck with me. It's inside me, and it's been boiling up. So here it goes. Do it now can affect every phase of your life. It can help you do the things you should do, but don't feel like doing. It can keep you from procrastinating when an unpleasant duty faces you, but it can also help you do those things that you want to do. It helps you seize those precious moments that, if lost, may never be retrieved.
That was fantastic, Ryan. What a great finish. Ryan Slay has been my expert guest on this issue of SNU. Ryan is a personal trainer in Ottawa. He's a retailer. He's a mighty man. He's doing his best to help change himself and the world at the same time. And what I love is that his primary drive in life is to become better each day and help others do the same along the way. Ryan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Corey. It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle, new way of life. Listen, it's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.